Here are two new ways that you can promote Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. business card and the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Simply go to the support page at issuesetc.org, click Issues Etc. business cards, print the page on suitable stock paper, and cut along the lines. We also have an 8.5 by 11 inch flyer for the bulletin board at your church. Issuesetc.org, go to the support page, click Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer, and print.
We always like to end the first hour on Fridays by going again to our listeners and what they've been writing. A lot of them like to blog. They have things to say, insights that we would never dream of. We always say smartest listeners in radio, and I think Issues Etc. blog of the week proves it week after week after week. And if you want us to be reading your blog, we need to know that it exists. So let us know where it's at. Talkback at issuesetc.org. If you can, put the Issues Etc. widget that's found at our support page right at the bottom on your blog to let people know that you're in the running there. And then we'll start reading yours, and maybe we'll pick it for Issues Etc. blog of the week.
My pick this week, dear Christian friends, is a blog post titled 10 Second Graders Are Missing at School. So I was listening to Issues Etc. Yes, I know, you hear that a lot on this blog, and I heard a message from the Susan B. Anthony list. It's a group that works to elect pro-life female candidates to political office. This blog's purpose is not political, it's to spread the message of Jesus Christ and Him crucified, but what I heard made me stop and do a little math. 1.25 million abortions occur in the United States every year. There are 124,000 schools, public and private, in the United States. My son is starting the second grade, and he has a class of 16. There are 10 children missing from his class. There are 10 children missing from every single class in the United States. That's 110 children missing from my son's school, a private Lutheran school with funding problems directly related to low attendance. I'm not blaming mothers who choose to abort their children for the school's financial problems. I'm pointing the finger at myself, someone who stayed out of the argument in college because it is the law. I'm accusing myself of a lack of support for his school because I didn't make it a point to say that it was wrong to take away 10 of his friends and classmates. I'm expressing my contrition over the fact that I haven't considered 110 little sets of ears which could have heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. 110 children who could learn about, live with, and love each other as brothers and sisters in Christ. I am the sinner, and my son is suffering the ill effects of my sin. God forgive me. 50 million people have died because of abortion since 1973. The oldest would have turned 38 this year and would have had their own children, who would also be in my son's class. More voices singing God's praises on Sunday morning. So consider this. I once heard this from a man who is much more thoughtful and faithful than I. Imagine that a politician stepped up to the microphone and said the following. A woman has the right to choose if she could have to live with her second grader. A woman should be able to decide if her second grader should be able to talk and whine and ask questions and want to play and be fed and clothed. A woman has the right to choose who should be around her own body. A woman should have the right to choose to abort her second grader. We would call that politician insane. We would run him out of town and call him for his head. And yet we elect individuals who are saying the same things, only about children 8 years younger. There will be 10 second graders missing at school next month. My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, dear Christian friends.
Very good. Jeff always has amazing picks. My pick comes from We Are All Beggars. The blog post is titled The Divine Service Needs No Innovation. He asks, what if technology didn't need improvement? What if it reached its pinnacle and was no longer able to make advancements, but only unnecessary innovations? To be honest, my consumer-driven mind cannot fathom such a reality. And maybe that's why we have trouble separating human innovation from the church. Maybe that's why we struggle to grasp the fact that the divine service doesn't need improvement. In the divine service, God serves us. He delivers us salvation, life everlasting, the forgiveness of sins through His word, spoken by the pastor, combined with water, bread, and wine. It cannot be improved upon. Yes, we can add sound systems to help people hear, pew cushions to help them sit. We even change our hymnals every couple decades. But the forgiveness offered there does not change. It does not improve. There is no beta version of the divine service because it's always perfect. Even if the music is poorly sung, the sound system fails, the pastor loses his voice, the children scream through the service, the power goes out and the building starts crumbling, still it is a perfect service because in the divine service, God delivers his perfect gifts to you every time. Christ gives to you forgiveness, life, and salvation, and that is perfectly delivered to our imperfection. Luther regards changing the Sabbath. He says, because Sunday has been appointed for this purpose from ancient times, it should not be changed so that all things may be done in an orderly fashion, and no one create disorder by unnecessary innovation. And elsewhere in the Lutheran Confessions, regarding changes in ceremonies, our confessions state all frivolity and offense should be avoided. A good reason to regard what God delivers in the divine service as good enough, perfect, the final version. We'll post our picks at our website, issuesetc.org.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.